On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Wispy Brian Gorgian had interest from an NBA coach. He said it's flattering, but it's not on the radar. Do you think you'll ever go to the NBA?
No, maybe that ship has sailed, Gary, but I'm sure he could have been an NBA coach. Mm-hmm. He's had success wherever he's gone.
Unbelievable.
Australia, China, wherever he goes, he has success, that bloke. So he understands the ABCs of coaching. And I'm sure he could go over there in the NBA and he could reproduce the success he's had elsewhere. He's a great coach. Yep. A great coach. Hey, the Bulldogs, this wasn't the question. The question was about the starting four, but the Bulldogs, off the text, have the deepest midfield: Bontempelli, Liberatore, McRae, Treloar, Dunkley, Smith, Hunter, and Daniel. They may have one of the deepest midfields in the competition, but that wasn't the question. The question was about who has the best starting four at the centre bounce. Who is yours, by the way?
I thought Richmond would be very hard to beat.
Richmond with who in the ruck?
Nankervis.
Right. And their other three? Cochin, Martin, and?
Probably Lambert or Prestia.
Okay, you can only choose one.
Prestia.
Right. How much weight do you put in the actual ruckmen themselves being able to generate that momentum around the centre bounce stoppage?
More than I have previously. I think a very good ruckman is really important. I think you can probably manufacture something if you haven't got a great ruckman, but if you've got a great ruckman, it makes a difference. Charlie Curnow, possible return in weeks to come. Would you be playing him?
Yeah, of course, if he's ready. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, it's just a question without notice.
Okay. I'd be playing him. If he's gone through the rigorous training and rehabilitation that's required to play, and he's fit and ready and able, even if he only plays three or four games at the end of this year, that's got to be of great benefit to him and his confidence. Would you not think?
Yep, good question and good answer. Ken Hinckley, 1-3 against 1-win, 3 losses against top 8 sides at the moment. He says tonight's game, they don't need a scalp. They don't need to beat Geelong to prove anything. Do you agree with him?
No, I don't. I think they do. I think they do for the confidence that that team would have in themselves and each other and their ability to be able to adhere to a game plan against a really good team that's going to test them tonight. Yeah, I think that they do need to take a big scalp. I think it's really important to take big scalps on your way. Because all you're trying to do is qualify for the finals, after all, in the Home and Away series. But then when you get there, the things that you've done in the process of getting there are the things that you then lean on in that last month of footy. And I think it's really important to be able to take those scalps along the way.
Good. All right. Anything else?
Do you reckon it's one of the more difficult things in world sport to take free throws from the stripe at the opposition's home? I'm thinking about what happened yesterday in the game between the 76ers and the Atlanta Hawks. And I'd never really considered this like I did yesterday, but Trae Young is taking his two free throws from the line. The crowd is going nuts in Philly. They're waving all sorts of things. They're booing him. They're jeering him. He has to block all that out, right? In golf, at least the crowd's quiet. In tennis, they're quiet. Okay, whatever is going on. But in a basketball stadium, which is just a noise bowl, you've got to be able to block all that out. Do you actually see that as being one of the more difficult things in sport to
do? Yes, I do, because I'm easily distracted. I can go 8-9 minutes without listening to one word you say of a morning. So I would see myself distracted by those waving banners.
And today more than ever too.
I've changed my Richmond one. I forgot Shea Bolton.
Yeah, he should be in there too, yeah.
Nank, Dusty, Bolton, Koch or Prestia, one or the other. I think that's outstanding. Righto, you're clearly thinking about George Samios. You must have a hell of a lot of questions there ready to roll with him. Did you try some of Richie Vandenberg's wine, which he very kindly sent in? What was the brand called? Something of the Sea?
Puddle of the Sea, was it?
No, not Puddle of the Sea.
Paddle of the Sea. Was it Paddle? Puddle? I don't know.
No, I'll find out.
Trent, our producer, Nick Dormont.
Well, I had a glass of the Shiraz last night.
How was the Shiraz?
Very, very nice indeed. So thank you to Richie for that. I'll find out the right name of the wine. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees. None.
Zero.
Nada. Amazing rewards. Georgie, just to lighten things up, it's been 2 hours, 40 minutes of hardcore footy. Tim and I have resisted the temptation to ramble today because we know it's a big sport in our footy day.
Of that, how long have we been on air this morning? 2 hours and what?
37 minutes.
Of the 2 hours and 37 minutes, how much of that have you listened to when I've been talking to you?
No, most of it. It's just every now and then I can zone out. George Samios is next.
Listen.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.